6. If you got your Bible, and look with me there. Hebrews chapter number 6. We'll say a few things from the Scripture. Hebrews chapter number 6 and chapter number 6 and verse 14 is where we'll start reading. If you'll look with me there in verse 14, the writer said, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. He's talking about Abraham here in the prior verse. Verse 15, and so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Again, talking about Abraham. The Bible said, for men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is of them an end of all strife. The Bible went on to say, wherein God, willing more abundantly showing the heirs of promise, the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in that which was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enter into that within the veil. Whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And so when I read this here, I want to try to preach this morning, if God would help me, on the anchor of the soul. Here he made that in chapter 6, verse 19. He said, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. Well, an anchor is an iron instrument for holding a ship or other vessel at rest in the water. And this anchor we have, thank God, within the veil. And of course, the veil was the whole, where the Holy of Holies was, where the divine presence of God was, and we're held by God. He's telling these Hebrews here that we're held by a promise that God Almighty gave, thank God, to his people. And the book of Hebrews deals with Hebrews that will not go on. He's dealing with some that want to draw back, some that want to redo the foundation. But here, thank God, he said, what God has done, God keeps. What God does, he does forever. God don't do it a little bit and quit. God does eternal work. And God done it for the Hebrews that had been saved here. He let them know, thank God, that it wasn't in their works, but the veil, thank God, where the anchor is what's holding us on. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm not holding on this morning. Thank God, I'm held by him. Amen. A lot of people trying to hold on, and brother, they need to get held by him. If you ever get held by him, thank God, you won't have to hold on. He's already holding you, and when he's holding you, thank God, you're safe within the veil by the anchor. Thank God, it's got a hold of you this morning. Amen. That's right. So it's anchor. Thank God, I want to look at a few things this morning. In fact, Paul said in Acts 27, when they was in a ship under much distress and storm, he said, then fearing lest we should fall upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. And so Paul threw these anchors out of the boat, thank God, and they wished for the day. Hey, I'm going to tell you, we need to know this morning, thank God that God has some anchors. Amen. I want to say, first of all, that I'm anchored in the finished work. Amen. I'm anchored in the finished work. I'm telling you this morning that thank God what's already been done. I'm anchored in what God's already done. I'm anchored in the finished work of the Lord Jesus. I'm finished in the, I'm anchored in the finished work of Calvary. I've said, thank God. He cried out, it is finished. And when he cried out that, I'm anchored in that. I'm telling you, thank God it's by the anchor of Calvary this morning. Thank God that you're saved. And you can anchor in there. Knowing what he done. Thank God was good enough forever for your soul. Thank God he died once for sin. And I'm anchored in the finished work of Calvary's cross. Where Christ gave himself. And I could be saved this morning. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to work my way there. Thank you.
Amen. You know, every religion besides Christianity is a religion of works.
Yes,
you've got to do this. You've got to do that. You know what you're trying to hold on.
Yes.
I'm not holding on. He's a holding me.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm anchored. Thank God I've got a finished work. I'm trusting in my anchors within the veil. And Christ is a finished work of Calvary. Thank God when He died for sin and shed His blood and gave Himself. I'm telling you, brother, I don't have no other hope but in Him and what He done for my soul. Amen. Thank God I'm glad I know that. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, I don't live in a do salvation. It's a done deal. Amen. It's already been paid for. It's already been taken care of. Thank God what He does once and for all. I'm saying this morning, dear neighbor, that you can know that. You don't have to try to work your way. Thank God it's already been done. Amen. That's right. If I went to a restaurant today, and I went up, thank God, and I said, I want this to eat, and they put the tab on the table, and the man comes back and says, it's done been paid for. Am I going to still try to pay him? No, thank God. I may enjoy what's been paid for. Amen. That's right. Thank God, because it was a gift that somebody done that for me, and I can enjoy the blessing. Amen. That's the same thing God did. He gave His Son. Amen. And paid my sin debt. Thank God I can't, my friend, add one thing to it. All I want to do is enjoy it and enjoy the things that God's done for me. I'm glad that I'm anchored and the finished work at Calvary. Amen. That's right. Thank God. What are you trusting in? I hear people say this. Well, I don't know if I've been good enough. Well, I'll answer that. You hadn't. Amen. You hadn't been good enough, and you never will be good enough. There's never been a person good enough to enter the kingdom. You can't anchor in yourself. You better not try to anchor in what you've done. Amen. You better anchor, thank God, in God. That's right. I want to say I'm anchored in the finished word. And I want to say this, I'm anchored in the fixed word. That's what he meant there. He said it's immutable. It's unchangeable. Thank God he swore it by his own name. He gave the oath. He affirmed it. Thank God by his own word. Brother, this is true. I'm not preaching a fairy tale. I've not got a religion this morning. I'm preaching something, thank God, that's a foundation. That's affirmed by God Almighty. And his word, thank God's immutable. It don't change my generation. It don't change. My friend, this word's ever settled. And what he says true. And a man can count on it. It looks like people don't want to trust the word of God. But I'm telling you, you can put your trust in what God said. Because there's an anchor to my soul. I tell God said it. You can count on it. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God. I'm glad I got an anchor. I'm glad I got a hope. I'm glad I'm trusted that what God said, and God is true, and the promises of God are amen this morning. Amen. That's right, brother. What else can you trust? You trust the newspaper? I wouldn't trust it. Amen. I can't listen. I like good writers, but I don't trust nothing. There's nothing inspired but this book. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Everything in there is immutable. It's unchangeable. Everything God ever promised is unchangeable. I mean, brother, God don't change. He's still the same as He always has been. He don't change. I dare praise God. I'm anchored in that. That's an absolute in my life. Amen. There's some things that I might give into. But I'm not going to give into what He's wrote. I'm not going to give into what I know in my heart. The God of heaven put in my soul. That's real thing. God over 30 years ago and gave me life eternal and saved my lost hell-bound soul. I'm glad to know this morning that I can count on it. Thank God I can count on it. There's not a lot of things you can count on, but you can count on what God said in this book. Amen. That's right. Thank God I'm anchored in that. That's right. He'll say, I don't know the truth. Well, the truth's the only thing that makes you free. That's right. Amen. I didn't know the truth neither, that God got it in my heart. The truth got a hold of me before I got a hold of the truth.
Amen.
Amen. God's got to get a hold of you before you get a hold of God.
Right.
Amen. God's got to confront you. God's got to deal with your heart. You just don't wake up one morning and say, I believe. Thank God, there's a reason you believe. You believe because you heard. Amen. You heard the Word of God. And the Word of God got in your heart. And it wrought faith in that book. And that book don't change. Amen. The time changes. People change. But God don't. And you can count on it. You can anchor in it. Thank God, the finished work and the fixed Word of God. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Too many people's caught up in religion. Religious. That's right. I'm religious. People like it all the time. I'm religious. It's all about what they believe in instead of Christ and the foundation of God in this book. Amen. It's not, my friend. It's more than what religion's done for you. Religion will send you to hell. Has put you in hell faster than anything else. But brother, I'm not going to hell. Thank God I've been saved. I know what the book says. I know what God says. I know what the Holy Ghost says. I know what the church says. It says Christ came to save sinners. I've got a book I can count on. It's immutable. God can't lie. And we got the truth right here. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. I know there's some absolutes. This book's absolute. Amen. 2 plus 2 is absolute. It don't never change. It's 4. 1 plus 1 is 2. Amen. It's absolute, buddy. I guarantee you that. This book's absolute. Amen. It don't change. Thank God. Hallelujah. I'm glad I got a book. I'm glad, thank God, I don't have to wonder if it's the truth. I don't have to wonder if it's real. I know it is. Thank God. You say, hey, you know what? It worked in me. I am persuaded. I am persuaded. Thank God I know what took place in me. I know I got saved. Thank God by the book. I know I'm saved by the book. And God's got a bunch of Hebrews here. Anchor in. Thank God in the truth. And don't be persuaded any other way. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. I'm blessing the Lord for that. Don't say this. Thank God my anchor is only a finished word and a fixed word. But it's in the Father's will. It was the Father's will to give to me what I've got. It was the Father's will that called me to repentance. Repentance is a word that a man makes a turn. Amen. Repentance is a change of mind toward God. And how you believe. Repentance is a word that God works in a man's heart that causes him to change and be a new creature and have life. Amen. That's right. You see, a lot of people don't have repentance. It's hard for men to repent. It's hard for men to repent. That's right. Repent or perish. Jesus said, except a man repent, you all likewise perish. It's hard for man to repent. Amen. Repentance means you've got to be willing to give up sin.
Amen.
That's right. That's what repentance means. I might preach on what godly sorrow work of repentance tonight. I might preach on that. I've been having it on my heart. Amen. But I'll tell you what, buddy. When God says repent, He means what He said. And listen to this. Man can't repent without God giving him grace to repent. You couldn't quit sinning to God give you grace to overcome what you was facing in life. Amen. There's got to be God to do it. That's right. I tried to quit sinning. I wanted to quit sinning. And you know what? Sin bothers me now. When I sin, it bothers me. It condemns my heart. It says no. It hinders the work of God. It hinders the fellowship of God. It shames the glory of God. Today the most important thing about my life is if I bring shame to the glory of God, that's a bad mark. Amen. That's right. Amen. This thing's not taken serious today. No, you take most people, they got churchanity. Churchanity, what I mean is they go to church, but that's it. There's no change in their life when they leave the doors of the house of God. There's no change. It's just to go back to the same life that you always have lived. That's not salvation. Salvation is not a Sunday religion. Salvation is a born-again experience that produces a new creature that desires God every day you live. Amen. That's right, brother. That's right. Praise God. Now listen, I can't produce that to nobody. I know one thing. The Father's will is, thank God, to give you what you have in Christ is eternal life through the Christ of glory. And he came, thank God, to give eternal life to them that believe. And brother, I'm glad, thank God, I know that. I'm anchored in that. And he said, thank God, that's the hope you have. That's the anchor of your soul. Thank God, throw that anchor out into the veil. It's in the veil. It's in the presence of God. And God's a holding on to you. And I want to tell you something. You will make it. Amen.
That's right. Boy, y'all about, dear God, I'm about ready to shout. Amen. Y'all ate too much turkey. Amen. That's right. You think it's going to be this quiet in heaven?
Hell no.
No, no. It ain't going to be that way. It ain't going to be that quiet. No. No. It ain't going to be quiet in heaven. No, sirree. I'm going to tell you this right now, brother. I'm going to tell you this. When Christ came in this world, he had a will for the sinner. And the will of God was to save sinners and give them an inheritance of eternal life.
Amen.
And through the through inheriting eternal life, thank God we have an anchor. Thank God that God, who he's saved, he will bring to heaven. Amen. He's not lost one on the way. He won't lose one on the way. There's not one, brother. I'm telling you what, thank God, and I hope this don't happen to you. It could happen to me. But if you lose your mind one day and you can't remember one thing, and somebody come up and said, Brother Hip, and he said, Brother Hip, that's and are you saved? And you'd say, well, I don't know if I'm or not. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about because you've lost your mind. Don't worry one bit about it. God's going to take you because he saved you. And I'm telling you what, these people, brother, thank God has been saved. God's not going to lose one of you. He won't lose one person. I mean, everybody God ever saved, he'll take the heaven, brother. I'm telling you, he's going to take the heaven. I'm just saying, thank God I'm anchored in that. I'll never miss out on that. God Almighty's going to take who he saved to heaven. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. Thank God.
Yeah.
He said, what about them people lost out there at sea that was saved? Oh, they going. They going. They going. You know why? The anchor's on the other end. Amen. It's not on me, brother. The anchor's on the other end. And I wish you could get a hold of what I preached this morning to help you get out of the bondage you're in.
Oh, come on.
Trying to hold on, trying to hold out. Hey, dear God, when Noah got in the ark, he didn't tell him to throw an anchor out and hold on. Amen. Thank God. He said when he shut the door, he said, you safe.
There you go.
It don't matter how much it's raining on the outside, you safe on the inside. Amen. I'm telling you, why can't you rejoice in that? I mean, just to know, thank God, that it's all in Jesus Christ and the anchor of your soul. Thank God in him. And brother, everything God does, he does for good. And he's the one that's keeping you. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. Well, I like that there. That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
So I talked to old fella down at the Meadows of Rockwell one day. He's a preacher. Preached at the church out here on Trading Ford. And Banks was his name. He's dead now. He come out there to hear me preach. I said, well, brother, appreciate you coming in. He just looked at me all glassy-eyed. He's had dementia. He couldn't remember nothing. I said, well, good to have you. He said, yes, sir. It's kind of in the days, you know. I said, well, brother, I said, do you remember when you got saved? Boy, the Holy Ghost come up on that man. He got testified about being saved. The old man, he's probably about 80-something in. He said, I remember that morning that preacher preached, and the Holy Spirit of God got a hold of my heart, and I went down that altar and prayed. And he said, I got saved. That's what he said. But I want to say this, if Mr. Banks would have said, preacher, I don't remember, that wouldn't have changed one bit about the anchor.
That's right.
Not one bit. If I could have said, Mr. Banks, have you ever preached? And he'd have said, I don't think I have. That wouldn't have changed one thing. If I'd have said, Mr. Banks, if you ever sinned, and he said, I don't think I ever have. I said, that wouldn't have changed one bit. If I can get a hold of your heart this morning, what I'm preaching, what he said here, he's anchored his soul in Christ. It's all on him. It's not on us. Thank God we have an anchor of a soul. We have that hope. We have that inheritance. We have God this morning, friend. Amen. Thank God it's not on us. Amen. I'm telling you, a lot of people say, Brother Hyde, I need that legalistic preaching just to keep me in line.
You need the Holy Ghost to keep you in line.
Yes.
I had a fella come to this church one time. He was a preacher. Said he was. He is leaving here. He said, I'm going to leave. I said, what's the problem? He said, I need some harder preaching. That's what he's saying. I said, well, I'm trying to get to the heart. He said, well, he said, I feel like I need some harder preaching. That's what he's saying. So he went to this church. Ended up his family split up. What he wanted, some preacher to get up and try to straighten his wife out. That's what he wanted. I thought, God help us, the Holy Ghost only want to straighten anybody out.
Amen.
Well, I could give you every rule in the book I think would help you, but that ain't going to change your heart. Amen. You got to have something in your heart. That's where it's at. The anchor's got to be in your heart. It just can't be on the outside. The outside is not your problem. It's not my problem. It goes deeper than that. You said, why is a man don't go to church? It's not in him.
There you go.
Why does a man go fishing all the time? It's in him.
There you go. Yes.
Why does he watch basketball? It's in him. Why does he deer hunt? It's in him. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying people do what's in them.
There you go. Yeah.
Say, well, let's talk to this fellow here and see if we can't change his mind. So we'll go to him. We'll give him psychology. That's no anchor in that. Amen. We'll talk to his head. Now, I'll tell you what. I'll save y'all some money. If y'all need to go see a psychiatrist, come see me first. I'll use a Bible. And I won't even lay you down on the bed and try to talk to you about your past. I'm not interested in your past. I'm interested in your future. Amen. We can talk about our past all we want to. I'm telling you, Paul said, forget the past. Thank God, look ahead. Amen, brother. That's right. I'll listen to what you want to talk to me about, but I'm just telling you one thing. The problem's not, my friend, thank God, about the past. The problem is your heart and looking ahead to God. Amen. That's right. I'm anchored in that. That's in the Father's will. It's of the Father's will to give you, thank God, eternal life. And you have it if you're saved. And you never will lose it. God don't give it to you and take it away. I asked a man one time, he said, well, I believe you can lose it. I said, what you got to do to lose it? If you can be saved one day and lost the next, what do you got to do to be lost the next day? He said, well, sin. I said, well, have you sinned? He said, not willfully. I said, you're lying right there. You know why he's trying to hold anchor in another place? I'm not anchored in what I do and what I don't do. I'm anchored in what he did.
There you go.
And because of what he did, that's what's in me. But I'm anchored in that, and you need to be anchored in that to realize that it's not on you, it's on him. And thank God grace is a whole lot greater than what sin could be.
Amen.
So let's take back that subject here a minute before I close out this morning. If you would believe that you could be saved and lost, and you don't have eternal security. That's what I call it. You can call it what you want to, eternal life, everlasting life. Amen. When did it start? And somebody said, I got everlasting life. When did it start? Started with God before eternity. It came into you, thank God, in time, because God's not in time, he's on time.
There you go.
Amen. So if a man can lose it, what's he got to do to lose it? Let me tell you something. I'm going to say this morning. It's just come to my mind, and I don't want to throw nobody off, but I'm going to say it. The unpardonable sin. People say, what's the unpardonable sin? I said, blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. They said, what is that? I said, that's a blasphemous sin to credit the work of God to Satan, as the Pharisees did. And they were children of the devil. He said,
he said, you can't blaspheme the Holy Ghost, and God forgive that. That's what he's saying. But realize this, he's talking to a bunch of religious people that don't know God, that hate Christ, and want to blaspheme Christ.
That's right. Can I tell you this? Blaspheming the Holy Ghost is not done by saved people.
That's right.
I've had people argue with me about things. I'm not arguing with nobody. I'm preaching the Bible. If you think because you sin one time you've got to get saved again, don't even sing Amazing Grace. Because it's not grace to you. And I tell you what, I told him I wouldn't be a hypocrite about it. If I'd been saved five times, I'd say five times I was lost. That's what he said, once I was lost.
That's right, preacher.
Jesus said, tell Nicodemus you must be born again and again and again. He said, you must be born again. So what God does is anchored in heaven, thank God, in our hearts, and we rest in the Father's will. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Then I'll say this. We rest in the future wonders of the immortal blessed. One day I'm going to be made like Him. I'm anchored in that, brother. Amen. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. It's grace that brought me safe this far and grace that leads me home. Amen. It's the grace of God. It's not what I do. It's anchored in heaven. Thank God that's the anchor I blew now. Amen. And I've got my heart today that I've anchored my soul in and I trust in and I know, thank God, I'm saved in. Amen. That's right. Amen. Thank God, buddy. You know why people's defeated? Their anchor's in the wrong place. My anchor's not in sand. My anchor's on the rock. Amen. That's right. Thank God. My ship might toss, and it does. Storms hit the ship. I mean, brother, storms hit the ship and rocked the ship, and the ship rose. But I'm telling you this, brother, thank God my anchor's in the rock, and my ship will never go down. Amen. That's right. Amen. I want to tell you this morning. You're talking to a man that's saved forever. And I don't have to hold on to be saved, neither. Amen. That's right. There's liberty in that, brother. There's liberty in that. It's not on me, it's in Him, brother. Yeah. And the anchor of my soul's Christ. And that's what He's telling these Hebrews here. He's saying, look, I've already anchored it within the veil, and you're coming to me, and you're going to be made like me one day, and you're going to enjoy the immortal bliss of heaven. You're going to enjoy it, buddy. You're going to get here one day, and you're going to see what I've done for you. Amen. Your faith is going to be sight one day. You're going to see me. You're going to see me. Your faith is going to be sight one day. And praise God, it's going to be glorious. It's going to be glorious. Thank God to see Jesus and see heaven. And see the loved ones that was saved. Hey, God, that's went on the other side. What a day that'll be, they sang. And it's coming a day. Thank God that we're going to enjoy it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God, if you don't have that hope, if you don't have that anchor, you ought to anchor in this morning. Amen. That's right, buddy. Amen. Where'd you stand this morning? Where's your hope at? It's the name of Christ and the anchor of your soul. Let's stand. I appreciate you hearing the Word of God.